The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
You know what drives me crazy?
Two-hour themed Zoom meetings with our boss.
A phone call from B. Arthur?
No, buying something pre-owned and having it break in like 2 days.
That's the worst!
It is, but you know what? If you're buying a pre-owned car, get it from Sears Imported Autos. And you won't have that problem, believe me.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. They have an amazing selection of certified pre-owned cars that are vetted. Not just checked, they are vetted.
Wow, that sounds very dramatic and serious.
Well, it is. Sears takes it very seriously, and they back it up with extensive warranty coverage, which equals peace of mind. You know you're buying a quality car, and you know you won't have to worry about something happening, and I love that.
But I don't want to leave the house.
Oh, I hear you. And a lot of people don't want to leave the house. That's why you can browse and even complete the whole car purchasing process online. Like, from your couch. You can do it all at searsimports.com. Again, searsimports.com. And you can also configure your dream car, and then they'll find it, and even if you want, bring it to your door.
How about financing? Because I assume I have to pay for the car?
Yes, Lex, you do. Sears has so many financing options, and their staff makes that part of it so easy and painless. I was amazed when I bought my car there recently, back in November. The financing portion, which I usually dread, took, and I timed this, 6 minutes, no joke. I laughed. I was like, what? It's one of the things I remember most from that glorious day, and it's one of the many reasons why Sears Imported Autos won best of the best from Mercedes in 2018 and 2019. And they've been serving four generations of returning happy customers for over 55 years. That is remarkable.
Sears Imported Autos, 10 minutes from downtown Minneapolis on 394.
For more information or to see their huge inventory, just go to searsimports.com.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the 8 o'clock and final hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning on this Monday, April 12th, 2021. On My Talk Everything Entertainment, everything.
I'm over being polite to boring people.
That's right.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Why did she say that, Jace?
I'm over being polite to boring people.
Well, she said it. It was actually from a Shirley MacLaine book. It's Shirley MacLaine saying that. Oh, which, can't nice. You see? Can't oh. you see Shirley MacLaine saying that?
I love yeah. her so much.
Because she gives zero blanks.
She is my kind of weird. She believes yeah. in aliens.
Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't know that about her.
Oh, she has cool. a whole movie about it.
Yeah, she... Oprah has something, Dawn, she would like to elect to say to Kenny. Oprah, what do you want to say to Kenny?
Hey, sexy. I missed you so much. Oh. Most of the day, I thought about you. Uh-huh. I missed your kisses. I missed your arms around me. I missed your lips, your hands, your legs, all of you. God, I miss you. I need you.
Oh, my goodness,
you know
Miss
what?
Winfrey.
Oh, the next time I'm on Maui, I'll stop by the house.
That's right.
Get reacquainted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I hope that's soon for you.
I hope that's soon too.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like it might be.
It might be, according to Oprah. Yeah. Monday means we've watched a lot of TV over the weekend, even with a swollen tongue like our friend Alexis. So yep. it's time mm-hmm. for...
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test. I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Give me a taste.
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Let's begin. You know what? We'll do Drag Race in just a few minutes because I want Kenny to have plenty of time to get his napping square ready. But this won't take long. And Lex, I see that you did as well.
Yeah.
I so rarely get to say this, and I wanted to start with something positive. SNL was good.
I agree. Oh. It was kind of good. Yeah.
I repeat that.
That stuck
out. More than a few. I didn't even know I liked Carrie Mulligan.
Oh,
I didn't know
she hosted.
Yep. I didn't even know I liked her.
She's delightful, isn't she?
Delightful. And you know what's more delightful than Carey Mulligan? Carey what's Mulligan's that? Husband.
Oh, who's she married to?
From Mumford.
Mumford and Sons.
From Mumford and Sons.
Oh, that's... Oh, right, right.
Uh-huh. I had no idea I would really like him to be living with us.
A thruple time, oh. Actually.
I had no idea that I liked him. But I like
cigarettes in an ashtray.
But he was delightful. She, I'm going to say something rather shocking. She, to me, was one of the best hosts of this season.
Yeah. Jace, I am with you. There wasn't a lot of looking over at the cards.
No!
She seemed prepared, very natural, which is what we're looking for. And funny.
And can we talk about the Titanic iceberg? Did you see that, Lex?
I did, yeah, during the news update. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
At first, I was like, really? This is, I feel like it's been done before.
Oh.
He was the iceberg. He rolled in, and then it just, it was hilarious.
Yeah, he played the iceberg that sunk the Titanic, and you're thinking to yourself, like Alexis just said,
yeah, like, oh.
Okay, this concept can go one way or the other. But before I watched it, I read the Washington Post. The Washington Post said that Bowen Yang stole the show, that this was like, and you know, the persnicketies over there at the Post, I was like, wow, if they're saying this, then it has to be, you know,
pretty kind good. Of,
yeah. Should we listen to a little bit, Lex?
Yeah,
just
let's
a little
do
bit
it.
Of it?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
It's the iceberg that sank the Titanic.
Hi, Colin. Hi. Thanks for having me. This is always a really weird time of year for me.
Thank you for being here, and just tell us, what was going through your head that fateful night?
Thank you for that question. You know what, Colin? That was a really long time ago. I've done a lot of reflecting to try and move past it. It's one very small part of me, but there's so much going on beneath the surface that you can't see.
Right, yeah, like an iceberg.
Yeah. Now,
what would you say, though, to the families of those who perished in the cold North Atlantic waters that night?
Okay, no, these are not the questions we discussed. Okay, this is very nice, Colin.
Well, what's not nice?
Sorry, I just, I think my publicist was very clear. I'm not here to talk about the sinking.
Okay, well, what else would we be talking about?
I'm here to promote my album.
You have an album?
Yes, it's a hyperpop EDM new disco fantasia. It's called Music.
Your album is called Music?
Yeah, it's called Music.
It is just, and it gets better. I mean, it just keeps going.
It gets way better.
And he's so good.
And the visual, too. He has this big, like, iceberg.
On his head.
Mache, yeah, origamied on his head, yeah. So that made it really extra.
The Minnesota News cold open was funny for all the wrong reasons. And then there was the study date with Kate McKinnon and Edie Bryant, where Edie played this guy named, teenage friend named Jason, who, anyway, it was just, there were more skits that I loved. There were only like two that I thought were a little boring.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time since I felt that way about an episode of SNL.
I felt the same way too. I mean, wasn't feeling great, but I was watching on the couch and I was cracking up a few times. My favorite skit was toward the end. It was the lesbian movies where you get only one a year. And they blurred out all the sex parts. They're like, and then you'll just get to see very little skin, and then you'll get one class.
Lesbian period drama. Yeah.
That's it. Oh my gosh. And Kate McKinnon's in the corner.
here's a little bit of that.
Come in, sir.
Thank you, doctor. It's my wife.
What's wrong with her?
She's a bummer.
In a 19th century dark, cold seaside town comes the story of an unlikely connection.
She's medically upset.
What can we do, doctor?
She needs seagull sounds, gray air, and long, rocky walks.
I'll see you in 2 months, Sia.
You're leaving?
Yes, with her.
I'm your female companion.
From the makers of Portrait of a Lady on Fire and Ammonite comes a new award-winning film, Lesbian Period Drama. Another film that isn't afraid to ask, will these lesbians be lesbians together?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Starring two straight actresses who dare not to wear makeup. 12 lines of dialogue, 2.5 hour runtime.
The rocks in the basket, the gray ones are best.
I'm scared of water.
This is why I pick rocks alone.
Featuring Academy Award winning glance choreography. And Best Supporting Actress nominee, The Wind. And the one actual lesbian actress as Stone Cold X.
Hey, I'm her ex, nice to meet you.
Excuse me?
Oh yeah, we were together for 2 years. But the sex was so bad we broke up even though there's not another lesbian for 5 whole countries.
Oh, this is my favorite. This is the review from Lesbian Monthly. Listen.
Sure, says Lesbian Monthly. I mean, I'm gonna see it.
Sure, I mean, I'm gonna see it. Lesbian Monthly. Oh. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you brought that one up, Lex. That was good. That was, and then there's a commercial for irritable bowel syndrome with Carrie. That was great. I mean, I gotta say, I didn't know I was a fan of hers. I mean, I obviously know who she, I knew who she is, but she was just a great guest host and got it and was funny in every, like the game show, What's Wrong With This Picture?
Oh my gosh, yes.
That was so good. That could be an ongoing thing for them. I was saying that
it
could be a,
be.
Yeah, that could be a regular skit. So, yeah, SNL. Wow. Yeah.
Carrie Mulligan, you have to see Promising Young Woman. It's probably why she's hosting now, because she's up for an Oscar for that.
Oh, yeah. Really? Is that okay? Yeah. Got it.
Yep, it's great. It's disturbing. It's kind of funny too.
Is it a lesbian period drama?
It is not. But Emerald Farrell, I believe that's her name. Emerald Farrell. She plays. She directed it, and she plays the young on the Crown. The young Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh,
so she wrote and directed it, and she's been nominated also for. I know that she was nominated for a Golden Globe. I'm not sure about the Oscars, but yeah.
Oh, okay, got
it's
it.
Definitely
got it, got
a good movie to see.
Yeah,
I think you can rent it now.
Yeah,
perfect. And SNL, the clips are available on their YouTube channel and on Peacock.
Yeah.
When we come back, it's the Dirt Alert. Now, Elizabeth Reese is gone, so stepping in to her fabulous pumps is Dawn McClain when we return. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason, it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Entertainment. It's all we do, and we do it well. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything cop rock was really a show. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. Elizabeth has a few days off, so filling in is the fabulous Dawn McClain.
Yes, okay. This is exciting news for Nick Cannon. I guess the twins are something that comes from his side of the family. We know that he has twins with Mariah Carey, a son named Moroccan and a daughter named Monroe. He also has a three-year-old son named Golden with Brittany Bell. And now he is welcoming twins again with his girlfriend, Abby De La Rosa, who is 30. So another set of twins. He's going to have five kids. Now, this is the part of the story that I found most interesting, is that Abby De La Rosa does a... it's called Club Tummy. And that is a virtual party for pregnant women.
Ooh!
So they spin music, and that's actually Nick Cannon's. His logo is on it. His company is called Incredible Entertainment. But yeah, it's like DJs that spin music, and they're pregnant. So it's kind of Club Tummy. So that the babies can feel the music and they can have a good time. Hopefully they like the tracks that she's spinning.
Lex, did did you go to Club Tummy?
No, but I would have.
It's a virtual dance party. So I don't know a lot about her. She did a maternity photo shoot, and she has a very long message to her to her children inside of her belly that I will not read.
Okay.
It's very long. It's very long. And I feel like there are a lot of expectations that are being put on these children.
Oh no, really?
It's just like, oh boy. And themselves. It's just like, I can't wait until she's knee deep in diapers and she's like, screw this. You know what I mean? It's all very woo woo right now. And I'm like, woo, all right.
And that's something maybe you might want to keep private.
Yeah, it's like a super long post that I was like, okay, we get it. We get it. You're real happy about
all I did. When my roommate was pregnant, I would just lay my head on her belly and whisper over and over, stay out of jail. Stay out of jail. Don't go to jail. Just stay out of jail.
Oh, my God. That's a good boy. Okay, Willie Nelson, he loves to get high, know. He wants to make the high holidays an official national holiday. The high holidays are April 20th, 420, through the 29th. He also sent a letter to President Biden asking him to designate it. And there's a petition at change.org.
Isn't he doing a virtual weed convention?
Yes.
Coming up too? So maybe, that'll be promoting that as well.
So it's part of a promotion then, right? So there's money behind this, correct?
Well, it's a promotion, but it's the first annual cannabis convention. That he's the one that started this. It's a virtual event called Lux Summit, Planting the Seed. It's going to be April 26th through the 29th. His birthday is April 29th, so that's why the high period ends. He's going to be 88.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah. So tickets are $10, and the proceeds will benefit something called the Headcount Cannabis Voter Project, which is a pro-cannabis organization.
Okay. I should join that.
Yeah, there you go. There's a lot going on there. Wow.
There is a lot going on. Oh,
petition,
yeah. Absolutely.
Weed cannabis. Willie Weeds Nelson are getting us. It done, guys.
Yes.
I wonder if Snoop Dogg will show up or Martha Stewart with her CBD gummies.
I mean, they'd have
to. There's a lot of money to be made there.
I had some of Martha's weed croutons on my salad over the weekend. They were fantastic. They were great.
Okay, so the talk is going to return with new episodes with discussion about race and healing. And it is, of course, going to be without Sharon Osbourne. So this is the first day that they are coming back.
I am setting, as you speak, I am setting a recording on my YouTube TV, which, again, can I just tell you how much Jason loves the YouTube TV? Anyway, nice. The talk, there it is. I have never recorded this show ever.
Tomorrow.
There we go. Recorded. That's so easy. God, I love the YouTube TV. Anyway.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice.
That's really neat. I've been wanting to, thinking about trying that. It sounds like there's pretty much everything on there.
Pretty much everything. It was entertainment changing for me. I'm not kidding. I won't, because I get it for free with my association. Maybe a lot of you in your apartment building are the same way, or if you're in a condo. If I didn't have that, I would be able to get rid of my cable with the YouTube TV.
Okay.
Yeah, because it has my local stations. It has basically every channel that I would like.
Sure.
And just the ease of it. You know, if I needed to watch RuPaul from this weekend, I can pull it up right here, you know, because it gets VH1. I don't know. It's just easy. Yeah, love it. Love it, love it.
That's where Cobra Kai started. I mean, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Godzilla versus Kong is still cleaning up at the box office. This is probably no surprise because there aren't a lot of movies out right now. That's kind of a boring story, but I wanted to bring you this. A homeless man posed as a USC football player for several days, and he even fielded punts. He somehow snuck into USC and impersonated a football player for several days before being caught. He ate meals with them. He practiced with them on the field. He shared a jacuzzi with some of the players.
Jacuzzi!
What? Yes.
Are there so many players you don't know your teammates?
He practiced with them, and the only way that he got caught is that he wasn't really great at fielding punts. But everything else, he was sleeping in one of the suites in the Coliseum. So that's where he was sleeping. He snuck into there, ate meals, practiced, did all of the drills. Like,
oh my gosh, and he wasn't very good.
He wasn't very good at fielding punts. And they're like, this guy really is, what's up with him?
It's like the yo-yo guy.
Yeah. Or there was a movie called With Honors with Joe Pesci that this reminds me of.
Oh, yes.
The sleeping in the Harvard Library. No, he wasn't. He wasn't,
All righty. There you go. That's your dirt.
For more of these stories, go to My Talk. I just almost choked on an almond. MyTalk1071.com. When we come back, TV taste test, RuPaul's Drag Race, or as we call it, Kenny's Nap Time.
You are my fire, the one.
Jason and Alexis desire. In the morning. MyTalk1071. Everything entertainment. Everything.
You're talking about sex.
That's right, Oprah.
Oh.
Thank you guys for being here, kicking off a new week. You're with us day in, day out. You could be a lot of places. You could be hanging with Kathy Werzer, but you're hanging with us, and we greatly, greatly appreciate it. Don't we, gang? We do.
Yes, thank you.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you. We honor you. Okay, more TV to talk about. That's what we do on Mondays.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in. Give me a
taste. Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Give me a taste.
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Give me a taste.
TV taste test. Obviously, we watch a lot of TV over the weekend, even Puffy Tongue over there. So it is time to break down a lot of it.
TV in.
That's right. And we will let's dish a little bit about RuPaul's Drag Race, the penultimate episode. Let me rephrase that. Absolutely. It's actually not.
Who knows?
At this point.
Okay. Spoiler alert for this.
La, 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 la,
spoiler
la,
alert.
La, 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 la,
spoiler alert.
I'm not listening.
This season of RuPaul has been on since last Arbor Day, and it's shows no.
I've already watched a whole season of Drag Race UK, Drag Race Canada, first two seasons of the original RuPaul during this time.
I have watched all the extended editions of Lord of the Rings twice. Twice. And I'm still not done. Okay, are we just jaded? Or are they spreading this out? Are they stretching this out to the point of irritation? Or are we just, is something wrong with us?
I think all can be true, right? At the same time, they are dragging it out. There is something wrong with us. And part of me also at the same time
speak
thinks,
for yourself.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Something's wrong with me. Because you're right. I do get a little bit like, come on. But at the same time, I'm so happy that we still have episodes. So there's just that angst as well. But it's definitely going on and on and on.
Poor Colin. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God. Did he fall off the couch? Friday. Did he leave the room?
Nobody went home. Spoiler. Whoops.
I already rolled it. Don't worry. Don't worry about it, Lex. They can't sue us. I already rolled it. I thought Colin was going to throw me off our balcony. He knew it was going to happen. But my talkers, look, this started around season 8 or 9. They usually, in the earlier years, they would go down to a top 3. You know, very much like an American Idol type thing, if you don't watch the show. But there has been a trend lately that is just, and it's even more infuriating this year because of the lack of people going home throughout the season. Mm-hmm. But now the concept of the top 4 makes me want to pull out my hair. And they did it again.
I did too.
They got rid of no one. And when I say no one, I mean Candy Muse.
Right.
Exactly.
It's obvious.
It's beyond obvious. And the fact...
Is it a choice? Look, you could tell RuPaul loves her. And she is really funny.
She loves her, yes.
And so I can see just generally wanting to keep her. But part of it also might just be producers going, whoa, we need to keep her. Because she does stir the pot. And she keeps that drama and the fun kind of element. Because everyone else can be kind of serious.
I'm
not saying that in a bad way, but she brings the fun, and she's really good in testimonials.
She is, but my goodness, it's been a while. And again, and it is also, what adds to it is the fact that this season has been on since God was in training diapers.
Pocket look, she should have gone home. That was terrible 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
That Raggedy Ann disaster.
What the heck was that?
What was that? It was like Pippi Longstocking.
The hair didn't match the dress.
No.
I mean, it was like your style. You'd stop it.
Well, and may I say, gently but firmly, I did not like Candy Muse's look on the runway this week.
No.
Oh.
I didn't think it was any.
Oh, right. It's graphic and short. And
I thought they were
going to
rip her apart for that.
I did too.
But she said it was so beautiful. And then I knew when all of the feedback was positive, I'm like, they're not going to send anyone home.
No.
Again.
Mm-hmm. I just thought she came out and I looked at Colin and went, oh, that is not, that's her bet. Because my talkers, to bring you in, if you don't watch it, the final runway look, everyone, is supposed to be the creme de la creme of whatever clothes they bought.
Your signature look.
Your signature look. The best look. The creme de la creme. Oh. And
we compare that to Simone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or Gottmik or Rosé.
Or any of them.
It.
Yes.
Anybody.
And the internet agrees with us because if you go on Instagram and you look at RuPaul's Drag Race, they put up, they want everyone to vote. They're not going to take our votes into consideration. But you want Rosé to win, you have hashtag Team Rosé. They put up all of these little cute snapshots of them that say, you know, Team Simone, Team Rosé, Team Candy. And I looked at the amount of likes. Yeah. So Simone has 169,000. Gottmik is in first place with 172,000. Rosé is 142,000. And Candy Muse has 57,000 likes. Look at the difference there. It's like 100,000 likes less.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm sad that Rosé would be third place because I think she's the best.
Yeah, and I have a feeling this will either be... Yeah, I'm with you. It's either Gottmik or Simone.
Yeah.
And I have done a 180 on both of them because both have not been my favorites through this 8-year season. but I have now come around on both of them. Simone first and now Gottmik. You know what it is? Her Paris Hilton gorge, yes, drives me. I want to climb the wall.
I said I'm kind of annoyed by Gottmik. Yes. You're not, you're right, Paris, Lex, Hilton. I wrote down in my notes.
Yeah. Mm. But I excuse all of that because if you guys didn't hear Alexis, I just mean we are both her fashion and her talent. Yeah. Kind of eclipses. I can eclipse the orange. I can forget that because she's so immensely talented. And what she said this week, what she means, what her participation in this show means for the trans community.
Being the first one.
We can't, there's no way to quantify that. It's
giant. That's why I think she's going to win.
Yeah, it's giant. The visibility, the representation, it's fantastic. And that must be celebrated.
Yeah.
So I can put aside gorge for that. But Candy Muse, no. Not amusing. Not Candy amusing.
No.
So is that, who's going to wake up?
The transformation of the people, too. Like, the ones with the biggest transformations have been Rosé, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And Gottmik.
Yeah.
Now, Simone had one bumpy road in there, one hurdle in
one
there.
One week.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at transformation, I mean, it really depends on how they decide to judge this. Because Simone has been kind of the steady train.
Yeah.
Gottmik never had to sing for her life.
Yeah. She never had the lip sync.
Rosé didn't either.
Nope. I like
Candy
all of them.
Candy is a fighter. She, what was it, three or four times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a good top three. It's one of the better top threes. It really is. I wouldn't be mad at any of the three winning. I would be fine. I said top three.
Mm-hmm. Three.
She shouldn't even be there.
There's not a top four. There's a top three. Who's gonna wake up Kenny today?
Well, he's sorting out newspapers. Do you wanna,
Lex, you go do it. You wake up Kenny.
Hey,
he asked the Star Tribune.
Kenny,
and he's sorting.
Whoa.
Hey.
Kenny awake?
What's up, Kenny?
Okay. I'm awake.
Kenny's awake. Perfect.
What are you doing? Stories there or?
I'm doing stuff.
Okay.
I'm busy. Doing crazy man stuff.
Okay.
Crazy man stuff. Was it the crossword puzzle?
Crazy old man.
Just prepping. Doing some prepping.
Okay. I have.
Crazy prepper.
Yep. I have today's Jump the Shark, but before we go to break, enter to win a micro room makeover. Lighting accessories from Southern Lights you can win, painting by 360 Minneapolis, furniture from Putnam Farmhouse, and flooring from Great Floors Minnesota, plus blinds and a design service from Interior Impressions. This is fabulous. Use keyword rewards at mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Jump the Shark after this. She told me she loved me and she been with Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything all you can eat buffet. I'm Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. We didn't get to Winter Soldier and Mighty Ducks. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Plus, I started watching The Flight Attendant. So we'll have more TV taste test tomorrow. And then I also started watching that Netflix art heist docuseries.
Mm, yeah.
Any good?
Yeah, the one in Boston in 1990 where $500 million worth of art was stolen. We got through one episode. I don't know, a little stretched out, but I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued. So we'll get
to that series or
I think four or five. It just a lot. Again, that is the thing. That is the thing that I hope Netflix quickly course corrects. There, you know, don't rest on your laurels. Just because you have a couple docuseries that the whole world starts liking, don't get greedy. Don't stretch things out unnecessarily. You know, if it's a good three episodes, then just do three episodes. We don't need everything to be five, six, seven. Because I start to lose interest now, and I'll abandon something.
Yeah, I think Netflix determines that in advance and gives them a budget for five episodes or 10, like Bly Manor. Then they're like, well, we got all this money to do this, but it should be less.
Yep, totally.
Oh, Kenny.
Hemingway documentary on Channel 2 last week.
No.
I discovered that I now hate Hemingway less than I did before.
Oh, there's
a reason he was such a jackass. And now it makes sense, and now you kind of feel empathy for the man.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
what's the biggest reason to hate him?
His mom, and then his many, 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 many concussions that just finally drove him over the brink later in life. Yeah.
What was he
but
like,
his mom
though?
His mom was really screwed up. He was a creep his whole life.
Okay.
He really treated people poorly, including women. And it's all explained in this documentary. So now at least we know why he's such a jerk.
Okay.
You know, brilliant writer, but just an insufferable ass.
Yeah. Oh, now see, now I want to watch it.
Where can we watch it?
It was PBS. It was Ken Burns deal.
Okay.
So, and I could go on and on about how I'm tired of the Ken Burns formula, too. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well,
it's
please.
It's the same formula every single one. Change it up. But he's good. He is good.
Yep.
But change it up, girl.
Let's get you.
What person, place, or thing has jumped the shark today? Let's find out.
Fire up the boat. I'm jumping the shark.
Not as good as it used to be.
Things have gotten worse, not better.
What happened to you?
Jumped the shark.
It was Dumpamundo.
This one might be a little controversial, but that's okay. It's I don't have a dog in this race, but I do know I've been in the business long enough to know that it's likely the truth. Big time people saying they're going to buy a sports team and not move it. I'm just the whole.
Yeah, we don't believe you.
Yeah, A-Rod and whatever and his billionaire friends putting in a purchase agreement for the T-Wolves and promising that they're not going to move it. Well, there's a law in 1980 that would make it kind of easy for them to do it. So they can promise all they want. But like I said, there was a ruling in 1980 that makes owners of sports teams, they're not restricted to a town. So literally all they would have to do is write Minneapolis a check for $80 million and say peace out and then move.
Lakers.
Yeah. So I don't want to be pessimistic. I you know, one of the great things about a metropolitan city like this, and this is coming from me who, other than the Twins, I'm not a big sports fan, but it's a great calling card for conventions, for our metro in general, to have professional sports teams. That's why I understand when people grumble about stadiums and all that. Look, I don't love paying for them either, but they do add a value even if you don't go to them.
To the yard.
It does bring people to the yard, and it brings funds. And even if you don't go to Minneapolis, you don't like downtown, the revenue, hate to tell people this, but the revenue from St. Paul and Minneapolis helps to fund most of the state, if not. So my point being, you don't have to go to these sports games. See, I can't even call them
sports games,
productions, but they add a tremendous value. And I would hate to see the NBA take their ball and go home and leave us. So, A-Rod, please don't be a dope.
I can see him moving it to Vegas, though. They need a team. The Wolves, they already have kind of mascot Wolves over there already, so it would make sense. The $50 million penalty that they would be breaking the lease at the Target Center is nothing compared to the $1.5 billion that they are paying reportedly for the Timberwolves. And then get this, Turner, imagine, or Taylor, I'm sorry, the current owner of the Timberwolves, he paid $88 million for them and selling it for $1.5
billion. Wow.
What an investment.
Nice little profit there.
Boy, I'm still salty about the North Stars. That's how old and angry and long I can carry a grudge.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's still just, oh, man, Norm Green.
I don't know. Yeah. So, again, this is coming from me. I'm not even a big, but I just really hope that they make me take back my jump the shark. Come on, A-Rod. I dare you. Make me take, because right now I'm afraid you're going to be a buckethead, and I really do. And that's what my dad used to call me.
There's nothing really stopping them. You know, Kevin Garnett wanted to buy the team multiple times, and they didn't sell. He would have kept them here.
Yeah. So
I don't think he could raise the money. I don't know.
No, I think that was part of the Well, there we go. That is going to do it for us there, My Talkers. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you're a kid that's being bullied, you go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Lex?
That's right. You be you. Have a great day. Have a great, start to the week, everyone, because it's Monday. Woo-woo. I got it in, Dawn. Yeah. Love you guys. Talk tomorrow.